It's not just good, it's fucking delicious. Critics said it's fucking good. Other critics said it's motherfucking good. A street corner prostitute said, I would suck that guy's dick. A toothless crack whore said, give me a chicken dinner. They started as writers, but a top 10 list made them podcasters. A director, organized, badass, they call him Neil Ronnie. And his partner, a playboy, Zach Miller. Piss him off, he'll sick a motherfucking dinosaur. Tonight, these unlikely allies will come together to talk about the unholy goodness that is House of the Dead, Overkill. House of the Dead, Overkill.
So that was Josh Max, and we're here to talk about House That Did Overkill. I'm your host, Neil Ronahan, and with me, as usual on most things, Zach Miller.
I will chop your motherfucking balls off!
You might, and if you couldn't tell by our intro, the music, and what we're talking about, House That Did Overkill is our number one top third-party game of the week. He's a pleasant surprise to me. He's a big fan of it. I did not rig the voting at all. I was just smiling while it happened.
I believe you.
But I guess we can just talk about how fucking awesome House That Did Overkill is. And if you don't like some fucking cursing, don't listen to the fucking podcast. Because this is about House That Did Overkill, which set a record for the most uses of fuck in a video game. And then it got beat by, I think, Mafia 2. But considering how much more dialogue Mafia 2 probably had compared to House That Did Overkill,
yeah,
I think that's bullshit.
Proportionately, it's all about House of the Motherfucking Dead Overkill.
So yeah, House That Did Overkill, which came out in the beginning of 2009 for the Wii, developed by Headstrong Games, who you might know for the Art Academy series and Battalion Wars, which is, kind of different from a really kind of super violent and absurd and over-the-top grindhouse-style rail shooter.
It's a little different, yeah.
Yeah. They followed that up by making Lord of the Rings Aragorn's Quest, which was a very, like, kiddie Lord of the Rings action game. Which I played that in a couple demos, enjoyed it, but from what I hear is the total game wasn't really that engaging. But House That Overkill is awesome.
Awesome.
And my first memories with it kind of, they date back to the first New York Comic Con that I covered as a member of Nintendo World Report. This was February 2009, and the big thing there, Nintendo still hadn't been to, or at least had any major presence at a New York Comic Con. They were light on video games, but stuff was there.
Yeah.
And Sega's booth was the place to be. They had, Sonic and the Black Knight, Mad World, The Conduit, and just a little bit of House of the Dead Overkill. And I remember going to that, really excited to play Mad World, really excited to play The Conduit, even kind of excited to play Sonic and the Black Knight.
Really?
But what blew me away there was House of the Dead Overkill. I remember playing it and, just playing the demo. It was with, I think it was someone who was, a community guy at Sega that was kind of guiding me through it. And there was a distinct moment where I was just like, this game's awesome. Because I'm just going through it, and all of a sudden I look over as I'm playing with the guy from Sega, and he has an American flag goes up over his, score meter, over the combo thing that you get for not missing a shot. And I'm like, what the hell is that? He's like, oh, it's a Gorgasm.
Gorgasm!
Like, come again? I'm like, yeah. When you get, X amount of shots in a row without missing, you get a Gorgasm, and you get a lot of points, and there's an American flag there. I'm like, oh my god. And the game came out about the next week, and I rushed out the day it came out and bought it.
I did too. I bought it day one too.
Yeah, I really, really enjoyed it. I went from zero expectations to being completely fucking excited for it. It really blew me away, and it's the kind of game that even to this day, I will pull out every now and then and give it a spin. I actually lent it to our dearly departed Josh Max, who had unfortunate internet connection. I actually lent it to him for a while, and he played the hell out of it so much that he wanted to talk about the game here, but he could not because he moved to New York and his internet's crap right now.
But he did do that awesome intro.
Yes, he did. I guess, Zach, what are your thoughts on the game?
I have always been a big fan of House of the Dead, and...
See, I never really was. I enjoyed playing the arcade games every now and then, but it never really grabbed me. It just kind of seemed like a zombie knockoff thing.
Oh, well, it is. It's, yeah. I bought and then reviewed House of the Dead 2 and 3 Return for the Wii, and played so much of those games. Those are some of my favorite arcade games. 2 anyway, 3 is not as good. But when I heard about House of the Dead Overkill, I was like, what is this? Because it was clearly something entirely different.
Yeah, like but it used the name, but it, I mean, outside of the basic mechanics, it was far different. I mean, the other ones were all made for arcades.
Right. And I also, you know, so sue me, I like light gun shooters because the Wii does them really well.
I
like Dead Space. I like the Umbrella Chronicles games. So I went out and bought this on day one. I forget why, but I was excited about it. And here I'm going to thank forum member Golden Phoenix, if she's still out there, for sending me the comic book that came with the pre-order.
Yeah,
that she had two of them, and she sent me one.
Yeah, I got one of them at New York Comic Con.
It's totally not worth pre-ordering for that comic book, but I'm glad I have it. But I played the game and was instantly in love with it. I laughed so hard when the two main characters, Agent G and
Washington
are just sitting in the ice cream truck.
Yeah.
And just arguing with each other about the music. It's so great. It really felt like
it's the kind of thing where, like, I'm not even going to say, like, it's like a Tarantino film, because it's not at that level, but
it's dialogue
these game developers trying really hard to make a thing that's like a Tarantino film and kind of failing at it, but in a way that it's so much fun.
Yeah, it is. And it's just, I played through the game so quickly. It's a short game, but it's fun to replay levels and get better scores and stuff. But just the ending is so over the top. The only thing it can remind me of is an old Peter Jackson movie called Dead Alive.
Yeah, that's what I
basically the end of that movie happens at the end of the game.
It's so insane.
I mean,
maybe we will get into like spoilers before the end of this, but it's one of those games that it got to a point where I would be like, you know, talking to friends about video games, be like, all right, you got to check this game out.
Yeah.
And then we just play through it because it's not really a long game, but there's a lot of replayability and the fact that you can upgrade the different guns. There's a director's cut, which after you beat the main game, you unlock that, and then you'll find out that is the only way to play the game.
It's kind of like the hard mode, but...
Yeah.
Doesn't it have different routes or something?
Yeah, like there's a few additional scenes.
Yeah.
The only shitty thing is that you need to upgrade the weapons differently in that mode than from the original.
That's right. It's like you go back to base stats. Yeah. But who cares? It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a lot of fun. And, I mean, that's the thing, is that it keeps up... Like, I mean, you're always doing the same action, especially in light gun games. And it does a very good job of kind of varying where you are. Like, you're in a carnival at one level, you're in the swamp at another, you're in, like,
hospital
facility. Yeah, a hospital. And it's not even like it really does anything too novel in like what you're doing.
No.
It's just very solid and it keeps up the pace. And it is the kind of game where, like, you know what? If you double the length of that game, it's probably not as good.
No.
It's so good because, you know, you could probably beat that game in 2 hours, but you'll come back to it again.
And you know, the thing that really surprised me about the game is, it doesn't even look all that good.
Oh, it looks like crap.
It looks awful, but you don't care.
It doesn't matter.
Because
it's
so over the top and stupid and hilarious.
It's just like the style of film that it's parodying.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like the Grindhouse movies, where those, you're not looking for like the cinematic masterpiece. You're just looking for something that's, you know, kind of dumb, lots of violence, like ridiculous things happen. Like, I mean...
With a shotgun.
Yeah, like, I mean, those kind of exploitation movies. Like, I'm not watching Blackula because I'm looking for good movies. I'm watching Blackula because it's fucking Blackula. Just like I'm playing House of the Dead Overkill, not to be like, wow, look at that company's technical prowess. No, I want to shoot some mutants. And, yep,
that's right, they're mutants, not zombies.
See some funny shit.
And shoot brains.
Yeah. I guess one kind of cool thing about it is that there are bosses throughout the game that are usually really nice cinematic set pieces. The first one, you're facing against the psychic, and they kind of do a good job of making those boss battles feel like you're powerless, and then kind of drawing attention to whatever weak spot you need to hit.
Right.
And it's a lot of, like, precision and making sure you hit things before you get blown up. And some of those bosses are absurd. There's, like, a witch, like, from Left 4 Dead, like a witch kind of character that screams a lot.
And the only boss I didn't like, really, was the one at the end of the prison, and you're constantly moving in front of him.
Was that the one who, like, would throw grenades and stuff at you and you had to kind of shoot him down? Yeah, that was a little tough. I did really like the carny level, the where it's just like the weird two demented things that are attached to each other.
Oh yeah. And I like the praying mantis, that was like right out of Resident Evil.
Yeah. I mean it's just a really, really fun game. And it's the kind of game that I love to play and I love seeing being made. And you can tell that the guys at Headstrong had a great time making this game, and I know like at a couple E3s, actually, when alluding to Aragorn's Quest is probably the only reason why I ended up playing that two consecutive E3s was because I'm like, oh, these are the guys who made Overkill. I gotta go be like, hey, what, new Overkill game? But talking to them about this game, and they're like, Sega gave us a lot of freedom with what we could do with it.
Clearly,
and we went that way, and they supported it. I'm guessing at this point, I mean, maybe we'll see another game in the series. There was the PS3, HD port.
HD remake that had two extra levels. I haven't played
it. Which I heard aren't that good, but if I ever get a move, this will be the game I get.
Yeah.
And there's a character that they add named Candy Striper. She is a female character, possibly a stripper.
A friend of Varla,
You mean
you're not getting, hold on, Neil, you're not getting a move for Wonder Book?
Now, I might get a move for that horror movie game. I forget what it's called.
I do too.
But anyway, yeah, House of the Dead Overkill is awesome. The music is also fantastic.
The music is awesome.
It goes right in line, with the style of movie that it's trying to parody. It's, that kind of like jazzy 70s music that has some ridiculous over the top lyrics that, have to do with the game.
Right.
And then every song has a remix that they are epic in their own right. You will undoubtedly be hearing the opening to Critics' Choice, the remix, which is one of my favorite songs in the game. Because it's a fun song, and the overlaying vocals they have with the voiceover guy that Josh was parodying in the beginning. It's just delightful.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, that's the thing about the game. It doesn't look good. It's very simple. But damn, is it fun, and is it over the top, and, I dare you to play this game for an hour and not want to keep going.
Yeah, and not smile and laugh.
Play it with a friend. It's even better with two people.
I've legitimately played this game with, like, five people in the room.
Nice.
Like, where we'll just pass off from level to level and have fun and shoot the shit and play the game, and it's wonderful.
Yeah.
I sincerely love this game. It is, outside of anything made by Nintendo, this is far and away my favorite game on the Wii. It's not going to quite... in all honesty, if you were to tell me, like, is it a more well-made game than something like a Monster Hunter or, what other games do we have on this?
Boy and His Blob.
Little King Story, Boy and His Blob, Boom Blocks, pretty much every other game on this list. You know what? Maybe those games are more well made, but this is the game that I came back to over and over again to play.
Yeah.
And I can't say the same about those other games. So kind of, in an objective world, this game's not number one, but in a subjective one, which is the one that we are in, and what this list is comprised of, House of the Dead Overkill is what we as a collective staff decided on, and it's a wonderful, wonderful game.
It really is. You have to find it and play it. If you don't already own it, find it and play it. Even if you can't find it, but you own a move, go play it on PS3.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the Wii version and the PS3 version at this point, you can probably find them for like $15 or less.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I know.
The Wii one was never full price.
I think it might have been 50 when it came out, but it dropped pretty quickly.
Oh, okay.
It might have been 40. I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
It didn't matter. It was totally worth it.
Oh, totally worth it.
I know someone on the staff, just today posted that you can get all of our Wii third-party games for under $150.
That's awesome.
Which is pretty funny and kind of great. Because if you think about it, that's an average of like a little over $10 a game.
Yeah, that's great.
Not too shabby.
And our picks are amazing.
Yes. And we still got some stuff up our sleeve. By the time you hear this, there will be the number one Wii game to be revealed. And then after that, we got a little something else.
Oh, yeah.
You'll have to wait to hear about. But thank you for listening to this segment. And if you've been with us throughout all of the, I guess, before this, this is the 19th podcast that we've put up in roughly a month, which is crazy. But thanks for listening and reading, and keep on listening and reading with Connectivity, Radio Free Nintendo, Radio Trivia, the Famicast, and, everything on NintendoWorldReport.com.
Fuck yeah!
Yeah, NintendoWorldReport.com, it's not good. It's not just good, it's fucking delicious. right? Yeah. Alright, thank you, bye.
Daddy,
bye.
Can I be a mutant?
One day, son, but for now you're too young.
But, Daddy!
No means no, and stop sniveling, you little shit. By the way, I'm not your daddy.
Huh?
I just kind of fuck your mom. Talking of fucking people, I have a story for you. Sit back and listen. It's quite an amusing one. Well, I took myself to Bayou. I could not believe my eyes. The folks had been mutated, not quite dead, but not alive. Wasn't really looking for love, but they say that's when it strikes. She had that look of being dug up, but that's the type I like. Yeah, free world, man. One man's meat. Yada, yada, yada. Man, she was good. Well, she came towards me, said no words, just kind of snarling. As she tried to eat my brains out, I just had to kiss you, darling. Think I kind of rushed it, though, because as her lips had touched my mouth, her gums broke free from her face, thought it rude to spit them out. You know those travel programs that's on the television, where they eat all that weird shit? Yeah. She tasted like chicken. Didn't want to make a scene as her mouth was in mine. So I chewed around and swallowed it down, went in for a second time. Now I like to love the hard way, the rough and then the tumble. But she was something else, man. I was being strangled. Once again, misread the signs, thought go to second base. As her top came off, her tits went pop, got pus all in my face. Yeah, tasted like chicken. Chunky pussy chicken.